Hi everyone, I'm Allie Grayman. I'm an OCD recovery coach. I've been helping people recover from OCD for the last 10 plus, like 11 years, I guess. And I've fully recovered from severe OCD myself. So yes, you can recover from OCD, even severe OCD, as I did, as my clients do. Today, I wanted to bring it back to the basics. A lot of the time, we talk about all these nuances that OCD has, but sometimes I get a question, like I saw last night, somebody put in the comments, well, what is an exposure? And that's a really good question. What is an exposure? So that's what we're going to talk about in this video, because a lot of the times people come in that are brand new, that just got OCD, and we've all been in that situation at some point where you have no idea what's happening to you. You don't know what to do. You've never seen this. You've never heard of this. And it's for these people that I'm doing this video and kind of bringing it back to the basics. So what is an exposure? An exposure is any situation that triggers your OCD. Right now, I'm sure a lot of people said to themselves, well, that means I'm an exposure all day. And yes, that's true for pretty much everybody who has OCD, that unless they're further along in recovery. But when they start out, the thoughts, the situations are 24/7. So yes, you are an exposure all day. And this is what I call accidental exposures. Accidental exposures are exposures that just happen to you as you are going through your day. On purpose exposures are exposures that you're doing deliberately to practice ERP, exposure and response prevention. My personal opinion on this, that if you are in exposure all day, most likely you don't necessarily have to do a lot of on-purpose exposures. However, on-purpose exposures may have their place even if you're in exposure all day, if you feel like there's some things you just can't break through. And with clients, I find that it's helpful that in session we practice doing an exposure that they find too scary to do on their own. They do this a few times, they get more comfortable, then they'd go on their own, try to do it on their own between the sessions. So it's kind of like homework, in addition to just dealing with daily life stuff as it comes up. So there is a technique that works with that. However, 90% of your recovery depends on how you're handling these accidental exposures that are happening to you all day long. This is then your number one priority. So again, exposure is any situation that triggers your OCD, and how you are reacting to it all day long is what matters. You need to do response prevention. Throughout the day, as you are faced with these things, every time you do response prevention, meaning disregarding, not reacting, not taking it seriously, not analyzing, you advance one step forward in the game of OCD recovery. Every time you react, take it seriously, you take one step back. And your brain is calculating this constantly. Every millisecond, everything matters. In this game, everything matters. So if, say, right now you are reacting, it matters. You are taking yourself back. If you are disregarding right now whatever thoughts you're having in the moment, you are taking one step further in the game. One step closer towards recovery. So your actions throughout the day matter. And believe me, as somebody who recovered from severe OCD, believe me, I get how painful it is. But there is no other way. You can't ruminate your way out of OCD. You can ruminate your way out of a specific thought, perhaps in some situations, but it will just come up with a new thought and a new thought and a new thought. Or in terms of compulsions, you prevent yourself from feeling fear in one situation, it comes up with another. You avoid this, it will come up with that. You always, if you respond with fear, you're basically painting yourself into a corner where I can't do this, this is scary, I can't do that. And you're kind of putting barriers up everywhere by through rumination, through compulsions. You're definitely taking steps back. Believe me. And once you start actively disregard, it starts to become like a game. This is why I have the time tracking approach to it. Because whether you're tracking the time of how many minutes a day you are ruminating, you can track it, you cannot track it, but your brain is tracking and your brain is responding accordingly. So if you ruminated all day today, you know tomorrow is going to be harder. And you know what I'm saying is true. So that's why reducing is important. And when you reduce, I saw this very good quote yesterday where it was something to the effect of the day that you plant seed is not the day that you get the fruit. It takes a while for your brain to heal. On a physical level, your brain is actually healing. The people, I mean, there's studies, there's scans that have been done that show that brain heals through ERP. But just like if you scraped your knee or had some other injury, it's not a day situation. So if you're kind of always looking back and thinking, well, I've done ERP all day, I just don't understand why I'm not recovered. Because this is a physical thing, not a metaphysical thing, a very physical issue that's taking place in the brain. It's reacting the wrong way. So it needs your brain as you are reducing reaction, as you are not putting yourself as much in fight or flight, your brain changes its chemistry. OCD thoughts, most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time, don't necessarily come in at a 10. They'll come in at like an 8 out of 10 anxiety, 10 being the highest, right? But 8 out of 10, 7, and it's kind of just like a suggestion, like, oh, maybe you should do this compulsion, otherwise somebody's gonna die. Maybe you should do that, yeah, you know. And you feel this kind of 8 out of 10 fear. But if you start to actually do the compulsion, you know that the fear skyrockets. Or if it tells you like, hey, you probably should think about this. This is important. You should think about it. And as soon as you start to think about it, this wave of fear just comes over you way more than the original 8 out of 10 that came in. So you start to think about it, you go all the way to an 11. Rather than if the fear comes in at an 8 and you're like, not doing this, it might rise up to maybe 8.5 to just, you know, try to pull you in, and you're still like, no. And you will feel that, you know, it's kind of dissipating. It's going to something else. Another thing with exposures, as I wanted to mention here, is with exposures, you want to make sure that you're not taking too much on. If you find that an exposure is, first of all, exposures need to be things that you normally do. This is extremely important. Sometimes people will ask me, like, oh, my therapist told me to do this crazy thing. Well, you know, it's if they're telling you to do crazy things that you would not normally do, that's crazy, you know, right? It doesn't take rocket scientists, you know. If it's something normal, like for example, I don't know what the example would be, to say eat something without overwashing, right? That would be normal, right? But if they say eat something off of the bathroom floor, that's not normal. And I've actually heard of quite a few therapists suggest that. So those kinds of things, right? Watch a show that you normally watch. Okay, normal, right? That's an exposure. That's something that you're going to be faced with all the time. Watch a show that's super scary that you wouldn't have ever watched under normal circumstances, but you should watch it for an exposure. Don't do it. Don't take it to the extreme. Again, that's my opinion, and I'm really sticking to this because you can get yourself caught up in much higher anxiety from doing extreme exposures, and then also develop OCD from that, right? So try to stick to normal behaviors that you would normally be faced with in everyday life. Those are the ones that you need to get under control so they're no longer triggering, they're no longer scary. That's just okay. And sometimes there is crazy stuff that they show on the news, right? That's scary and all that. And you do have to learn to develop tolerance to it. And the way you develop tolerance to it is by doing exposures. If you feel like you can't do an exposure because it's just too scary, do it partially. So do it in a way that, because the point of an exposure is to do response prevention. So do an exposure in a way that you can handle. So that means, say, if you're afraid to watch the news, this is such a common OCD thing. Watch the news for 2 seconds. Just literally, like, turn it on and turn it off. No matter what they're showing, doesn't matter. Once you get habituated to that, if you don't watch it at all now, right? Then do 1 minute, then do 5 minutes, and whatever they show, it is what it is. We just have to live with it, and we're gonna disregard. The whole point of any exposure is to do disregarding afterwards, to do response prevention, preventing the response of fear. So if your exposure is too high, yeah, you can put yourself in a situation that will scare you. Okay, and what's the point of that if you're just gonna react at the end? That's not good. So you gotta kind of take it in stages where that you can actually handle, and that you are you're confident that you're gonna do response prevention. I hope this sheds some light on how to do OCD exposures, what the exposures actually mean. I'm sure a lot of people had this question. Thank you so much for watching. If you would like to do my one-on-one recovery program with me, all the information is on youhaveocd.com. You can sign up from there and you can book a session from there. I'll see you tomorrow.